As I recall, we have nothing on consent, nothing on discussion. And I think that the scheduling number one should really follow number two. And so let's go to the overall calendar before we start trying to add something to it.
Okay.
And so at the last administrative meeting, I handed out a calendar that staff had done. I mean, this, since we've been doing these, I think this is the least amount of changes that have ever been added to anything. And our calendars are getting more complex every year. And so kudos, staff. Thank you so much. The only two requests for change that I received, and one of them was mine. And so one request that I had was in April to move the meeting that on the previous version was on the 1st on a Wednesday to move it up to the 29th. So that would have been the 1st of May, technically, to move it up to Monday on the 29th of April. I don't like the Monday meetings because, I don't know, there are usually changes that come, and then it's the weekend, and even if you consider Friday the day before Monday, then staff is here late on Friday doing changes. So I'm okay with doing this. I think when we get to that point, we have to realize we can't be making a bunch of last-minute changes unless it's really important. So we got to try and get our reviews done early. But so that's one change from the 1st of May to the 29th of April. The other change is my request, and it doesn't show up really on your calendar, but if you go to November, on the 7th of November, we have, it says proposed commission meeting date. I am requesting, and this would be built then, that we not have a space reserved for the informal that afternoon, and instead have our regular commission meeting start at 1 o'clock on the 7th. I'm tied up in the morning. And I know we're taking away an informal, but we also added 8 or 9 new ones that have never been on in the past. So, and then Steve just mentioned, and I don't know if it was a request or just someone was toying with the idea or what, so I'm really not familiar with it, to moving the very first regular meeting that's on the 3rd, and I wasn't sure if that, by one day, but I don't know if it was to the 2nd or to the 4th. Someone will have to.
It was the 4th.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a request.
And so I'm okay with that, so if you contemplate that other change, that's all I would have as changes from the previous version that you had 2 weeks ago.
I need to look at that fourth thing.
Dave, while she's looking.
Does it say? Okay. Yep, that works for me.
Tweet. The miracles never cease without agreement.
Tis the season. All the greatness going on.
Now this is like a puzzle.
It worked for Julie and I.
So on this, I will just say, this looks great and awesome job trying to, thread the needle of schedules and figure this out. It'll be awesome to have it done. I will reserve the right to do some of these meetings remotely. I know of at least one that isn't going to work for something I have to get back from, so I'll probably just do it remote. So don't be surprised if I'm doing some of that for our commission meetings.
Okay.
As minimally as possible, but it probably is going to happen occasionally.
That is understood, and I think all of us might run into that. I mean, schedules are just getting tougher in this job. I do want to say that there's one thing that I kind of brought it up 2 weeks ago too, that I really have concerns with this whole plan, but I don't know what we can do better at this point because it's not definitive enough yet. But you're looking at April or March, April, May time frame, and just logically thinking of the cases that we have before us, we've got hold dates on things when we're going to have hearings. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to be having hearings on Saturdays and Sundays. And I don't know if we can legally do that. I hate to do that to staff. I think it would be inappropriate to do that to staff. But we can't get our work done and have all these days reserved. And so it's, I don't know exactly when, but with two full-blown rate cases and two very significant siting cases along with our normal work, it's not like we can delay all this stuff until June and July. And so we are going to have to...
Randy, I'm glad you bring that up. Step
down on some things.
The 2 months I really want to point out from my perspective, May and June, where you see, you know, a number of days for these regional conferences that are not MARC regional conferences. I appreciate us trying to, like, block those off, but I will not be gone all those days for all those meetings. I know that. There's no way I'm going to be gone for, you know, that MACRU, you know, 4 days at that conference. If I go, it'll be for out and back for, like, as quickly as I can. And so as we start to look at days for hearings such as that, for those, I'll have more clarity on that.
Yeah. And we will have to, when we know, like, okay, we need a hearing for a certain case within a week or two, well, staff's just going to have to work with us and,
yeah,
and find days. I'm just warning that at some point we're going to be stepping on some toes here. But
I also wouldn't be opposed to proactively, like, holding where we see, I'm looking at, in August, a whole week where there's nothing, just putting, like, hold for rate case hearings just on there, just so we try to protect it.
The only thing is, we're going to be done with our rate cases by then, I would hope.
Maybe. I mean, I think that's optimistic, personally, but that's a lot. Like, that would be record time.
Well, procedurally, the rate case at present needs to, we need to have a decision by January or by June 1st and 2nd for each of them. But I don't disagree that historically...
I love your optimism, Victor. We're doing it.
This is the new deal. We're following procedural guidelines and deadlines. The new reign
of terror,
Victor. You know, I mean, you're correct that typically they have extended out farther, but I don't know about August.
August might be a little farther than what we're comfortable with, but we will push harder on the three of you for dates.
Well, then maybe we look at, like, I see 2 days in April, the 8th and 9th. Maybe we want to, I mean, if you don't block them now, they're going to get chewed up. And so I would
say in April we can use them. There's a lot of different hearings that will, I don't have dates or locations or specifics on them yet, but I will guarantee I'll need hearings in April. We have those as well, yeah.
Well, now you have this as a guidepost you can start filling in quickly.
Right, and that was, you know, other things have been kind of waiting for this as well. I have other thoughts. And
well, it might be a benefit to look at some of the cases and, like, public input and hearings and just get that out so people are starting and maybe work with you, Victor, on, I like Julie's idea on putting some holds on these because we know there are certain cases that are going to require hearings and public input. So I support that.
Like, I would take the 8th and 9th and put a hold on it.
I don't think I'll be here the 8th, but I would be here the 9th.
Well, the 9th and the 12th, maybe. Or in the OMS board meeting, that doesn't take all day. So, like, the 11th.
What month are you looking at?
Right, April.
Now? April.
Oh. That's where they... So, like, the 9th and 11th and 12th. I would say, you know, because I could pop in and out of that board meeting.
And what would you?
Of April. Then in March, we've got like that first week of March, 4th, 5th, 7th, 8th looks open now. Do we want to just hold some of those?
I would say let's not hold too many, just not knowing exactly when all of those timelines are going to come out. I mean, you know, a couple in April, I think I can definitely use those up.
Okay.
And I mean, I'll be honest, in February and early March, I'm going to be on the road quite a bit, probably. But...
Me too. For different reasons. Well, in February shouldn't be as big of a problem because we won't be doing that in February. And if we did like a
doing public cases and stuff,
if we did public input sessions, you could do those. You could easily do those remotely in the evening if you needed to. So, because they're remote mostly, anyways.
Well, why don't we go with this? But let's all just try and. I don't know. Be cautious when we add things.
Well, we'll go ahead and submit this plan to Secretary of State for our yearly regularly scheduled meetings, and then we'll begin to fill in the other stuff.
Yeah. Stacey, we've been very proactive in getting stuff out as much as quickly as we can, but what was this ERRA thing that came up? Was that yesterday? Was that later in the year? You said it was like... Yeah. What month was that? Was that in October? Might have been way later. I think it was. Because you said it conflicted with something. And the meeting. Oh, May. Okay. All right. Sounds good. There's already conflicts on those dates anyway, so that's nothing new.
Okay, so then on the strategic planning, last time or the time before, I had recommended, as we get near our, not strategic planning, but our strategy review with the governor, which is scheduled now, I think, for early March. So we need to come up with, you know, what our plans are that we want to bring forth. I had recommended that the portfolio holders, well, basically you two, since you have portfolios and compliance, you know, work with Conrad and see what you're thinking of so that then the three of us could have a meeting and it wouldn't all just be brand new concepts coming from Conrad. And so I think Conrad is looking to schedule here the meeting for all three of us. And then presumably that would be kind of your deadline for getting any background work you wanted to do done.
That's correct. And speaking with Commissioner Christman this morning, I'm glad he's here now, obviously. But looking at like probably about mid-January, kind of was taking the 2024 schedule into account. We've got the week of Martin Luther King Day, either the 16th or the 19th.
I'm gone that week. I'm leaving this. Well, aren't I, Stacey? No, I have to leave the 16th because I can't get to D.C. on the 17th in time for that. Oh, wait. No, I can. Yes, you're right. I can. I can get there in the nick of time. So, yes, the 16th. I'm sorry. I think the 16th would 16th. Work.
Yeah, be too early, Jules.
Right. Just in time delivery. 3 o'clock for 4 o'clock. presentation.
Get on a plane at 7 p.m. back in Bismarck. But...
So what other date are we?
Well, yeah, it was looking at the, so like if we look at the 16th then on having.
It's the only time that week I have. I'll be gone the rest of that week.
So that's, I'm hearing you correctly, that's for all three of us. So we have to meet individually.
Yeah, but prior. And I'll
okay. Before
with,
that.
I'll yeah. work independently with
yeah, we can each figure of that.
You
yep.
on getting yep. a schedule set up.
On oh, we would I like. Suppose I should look at my calendar. I was looking at this one.
But when we schedule this, Steve, or Pamela, I'm thinking it should not just be a compliance division strategy review. It will be the PSC strategy review. I just want to make sure that the compliance divisions talk. I mean, the other divisions kind of talk to all of us. And,
oh, and, sure.
And so I just wanted to get that start. Plus, I know some things were brought up in last session. That,
yeah.
You know, there's been, I guess the reason I really got into this wasn't so much from what the discussion was last session, let me correct that. It was more the significant changes in gas pipeline safety mm-hmm. and things that are happening with the 811 stuff. I don't know if there's going to be staffing change requests or equipment requests or mm-hmm. things like that. So that's why I wanted to have you guys kick that off early. But so our meeting on the 16th would be just our strategic, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Strategic review.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yep. And Jill and Steve, I know, will have in the past helped frame that.
Yes.
Yep.
Gathering all the kind of various ideas in, with you.
Yep.
That's true.
What time on the 16th? We haven't.
I'm.
And how long
I'm
are you
thinking
like?
A couple hours. We'll end up doing this more than once. I,
well, I,
don't believe,
I know, but
10
know, so
to noon?
10 to noon?
I'm plumb open, so.
Okay. 10 to 12.
That works for you?
Yep.
On the 16th? Sounds good. And since we're still talking about compliance, since Victor's shamelessly trying to take every open spot on the commission's calendar, I just want to put a plug in there for... in May, we typically would hold the annual rail safety and stakeholder meeting. That's usually May of every year. So I will work with Commissioner Fedorchak directly on getting some tentative options here sooner than later before Victor can snatch up everything else.
Move over, Victor.
That's right. Getting my stuff on there, too.
I'm going to get some other ones out of the way so we don't have to worry about fighting over them. I do have a couple more.
Just minute, I want to say on that rail thing. I mean, we kind of just, I think that became a routine and maybe got started involving the big shipping problems that we were having when the oil patch really kicked up and DAPL didn't exist yet. I don't know that currently that time frame is more important than other time frames in the year. I know I sure wouldn't object if this got, because of some of the other things that are going on this spring, if this got kick to, you know, the last half of June or July either.
We can look at, I would say for the standpoint of the working with the ag industry is that
yeah, that's what we've worked on.
Wanting to keep it a little bit earlier, June, I would say probably, you know, earlier, no later than mid-June, just as they run into concerns and they want to have discussions about harvest and the availability and what rail transport's going to be looking by then would be the one thing that add to that. So
yeah. So we'll work with you can work with the stakeholders on yep. a date that works for them and for us.
Yep. Sounds good. I think I take them all.
Yeah. So I have two hopefully quick things. So one, Verizon has had some issues over the last year in service in North Dakota with primarily 911 services. It's related to some trunk line things that we've heard about. I think there was another one yesterday. The portfolio holder and I have requested the company to come in and have a discussion with us. So we'd like to schedule an information exchange. I have two dates with a few different times that I'm hoping we can make something work in January. So January 3rd, you just selected as a commission meeting day. And I know the informal slot would usually kind of end at 3. I'm wondering if we could plan this from 3 to 4 or 4 to 5.
Is there something in the informal? Could we just do it during that?
They didn't indicate an availability at that time, and I really wasn't sure of everyone's calendars.
So you're requesting January 4th?
January 3rd.
That could just not change to the 4th.
I presume, the 3rd still works. I presume someone has a conflict on the 3rd. I don't know.
Who has a conflict on 3rd?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I have another option.
What's the other option?
So the other one is the 23rd of January.
Works for me.
Either 11 a.m. or 2 p.m., somewhere between 2 and 5 p.m.
That look all right?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that one. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
On the 23rd? I don't have that on my... Oh, I do too. I should go down.
So I know one of you is taking up at 11, 1, and 2, and then Pudge is at 3.
Two does. Okay.
So we
could
do 4 on the 23rd if everyone is comfortable with that.
It works for me.
Well, it's 1 hour.
I know. I was hoping for a little bit longer. So, I mean, I would much rather have Excel wait a little bit longer, or I can schedule with them a different day as well.
Wait, Excel?
For the meetings that Stacey's talking about.
That's meeting the new president.
On the 23rd.
You're saying not do that on the 23rd and do this instead?
I'm saying the three of you have your meeting with them on the 23rd. I'll forego my PUD meeting with them scheduled for 3.
I see.
And then we can have 2 hours available for the meeting with Verizon.
So you wouldn't do your PUD meeting in person?
Right.
Okay.
And that's fine. Quite honestly, we almost never speak to.
No, I know, but it's kind of a nice opportunity, though.
What time is the first one of those?
So they're
is there
probably
a reason
just
we can't do this at 8 or 9?
They only throw out 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. as
we'll push back
times.
On them.
I can, and I,
yes.
I've already been fighting with them on some dates, so I'm fine to kick these out and just say, no, those aren't available.
Or the 4th, if that afternoon of the 4th, since that's when we're doing our meeting. Because if it's 911 service, quite honestly, I'd rather get them in here sooner versus
that's
waiting.
There's something wrong. I don't know. I never have problems calling Verizon numbers. But we keep getting this all the time. So is it just the state? Is it just like our desk phones that can't call Verizon?
No,
it's
a different. So it's not necessarily that you can't call to them. It's a lot of times they can't call out. It's when this trunk line goes down, it happens in weird ways, and it's not always logical. Like it's not that there's no calls in or out. It's sometimes you can have a call one way but not the other way, or certain services don't work. It's.
Well, I really think it's important that we get to the bottom of this. This is happening way too frequently. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand the problem because, like I say, the only time I hear about it is from ITD.
Can we try the 4th?
Yeah, I'll go back to him with the 4th.
And is it an option to do yours virtually on the 3rd or not?
Yes.
Okay.
So the 3rd virtually for Sherry might work as well.
So I'll go for the 3rd in the afternoon at some time if everyone's free for the whole afternoon. And if that doesn't work, we can go with the 3rd at 3 p.m. and then you can
be that's fine.
Participate virtually.
Okay, perfect.
I will
is
make that
primarily trunk lines?
What's that?
Is it
first
primarily
the 4th,
trunks?
Then maybe the 3rd.
That's
yeah,
the
I
issue.
Think that's what
he
meant.
Trunk lines,
to say.
Kind of backbone services.
Yeah.
And then my other one isn't specific scheduling dates. I just want to get months that you want me to schedule. I want to schedule out the RTO updates for the rest of the year. So we've been talking about having, you know, we have had 2 to 3 per year. February is always my favorite month to have Southerners come up here. So I'd say let's do February as the first one.
Nice.
And then would you like me to do, let's say, June, July, and then October? I'm just kind of, just some general direction.
I lost my sticky
I'll find
note
dates
where I
later.
Had these. We had talked about this. a while back and set up the schedule. Now I
okay. I have to go, so we can't do this anyway.
I thought it was.
I am already late now. I wanted to leave by 10:20.
So are we closing or are? Victor and I will talk about that.
Can we come back to this, or do you want to handle it?
No, we can come back to it.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned then.
Oh, shoot.